And now your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by VeralDana.com.
Hi, this is Tawny Alvarez from VeralDana. When was the last time you reviewed your smoking or tobacco policy? Does the policy itself include language that limits employees' ability to vape and use smokeless tobacco on-site or during company-sponsored events? Additionally, does it reference marijuana in any way? Regularly reviewing and updating employee practices and policies is key to maintaining a successful operational work environment. When it comes to drug and smoking policies, being very direct about your expectations is best practices. Employees should have a clear understanding of what an employer's expectations are. If there is an outside location on or near the employee's physical work location where smoking is permissible, be clear of that location. Further, if marijuana is recreationally or medicinally legal in your state, you should review the provisions of that statute to confirm that you can limit the smoking of marijuana even if you permit the smoking of regular tobacco products. If you have further questions concerning best practices related to tobacco and smoke-free workplace policies, contact a member of VeralDana's Labor and Employment Practice Group to discuss more.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by VeralDana.com.